Stocks fell around the world today, driven by fears that the debt crisis in Greece is a contagion spreading to other countries. The markets dropped despite U.S. and European assurances that Greece's troubles can be contained. Governments in Europe today put the final touches on a loan package to help Greece make its debt payments. To no avail. Investors worry that Greece's problems are just the beginning. NPR's Tom Gelton reports from Madrid.
The spreading debt crisis is reminiscent of the banking panic that shook the world in 2008. This time, governments seem determined to stay ahead of events. Finance ministers from the G7 countries discussed the debt crisis in a conference call today. The German and Dutch parliaments both approved the Greek bailout package. And still, the markets fell. Bond market investors apparently doubt that European authorities really grasp the seriousness of the debt problem. Spain, with a budget deficit nearly three times what it should be, is arguably the biggest European worry after Greece. And yet, here in Madrid, there's little outward sign of nervousness. The nightly cafe scene is as lively as ever. Spaniards appreciate the good life, and for the first 10 years after the introduction of the euro as their currency, life here was great. The Spanish economy grew almost as fast as China's, and Spaniards splurged. Gerardo Viada, a successful attorney here in Madrid, says no one saw a crisis coming. Everyone, he says, was buying new cars, buying new houses. Everybody went into debt. It was euro prosperity. Fernando Fernandez is an economist here in Madrid.
We became so successful in a way, so rich, that naturally people became complacent. And we thought we could just, you know, live on as business as usual.
But the prosperity was based largely on cheap credit. The introduction of the euro meant lower interest rates than Spain had ever seen. The spending boom fueled the economy. Banks all over Europe lined up to loan Spaniards money.
We used up a very large part of that credit in construction, which of course created a very large real estate bubble, which at some point had to burst.
The Spanish government, meanwhile, expanded social services. And then, suddenly, construction came to a halt. Unemployment soared. It's now over 20%. The government, with tax revenue sharply down, has to cover generous unemployment benefits. The situation here is not yet as bad as in Greece, but investors wonder, could it happen here as well? The word is contagion. Federico Steinberg, an economist at the Royal Elcano Institute, says such worries are exaggerated.
We need to calm down. If there's no effect of irrational contagion and the problem is constrained to Greece, other countries, particularly Spain and Italy, should do relatively well.
That's the government's line as well. After bond rating agencies downgraded their assessment of Spain's credit worthiness, Prime Minister José Luis Zapatero criticized them. Fernando Vallebriga of the Asare Business School here says the government should heed the market warnings, not dismiss them.
Agents that are lending to the government must be convinced that actually this government will not be defaulting at some point. From the Spanish perspective, it is a mistake to attack them, because some of the things they are saying are true.
Spain's government debt is still relatively low compared to that of other countries, but Spanish banks are deeply indebted and they have government backing. That's part of what concerns the bond rating agencies, and investors are taking note. Spain, like Greece, has seen its borrowing costs increase. That'll make the government's budget problems only worse. Economist Fernando Fernandez.
Greece is not a distant problem. Greece is the mirror image of Spain in a couple of, probably months more than years, I should say, unless we do the right things. We have no excuse. I mean, we now know what it takes.
In Greece, the crisis was spurred by markets losing confidence in the Greek government. Perceptions are important. And right now, investors are not in a trusting mood. Bad news for Spain and other governments whose finances may be questionable. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Madrid.